EDL Radio Encore.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task.
Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter. We shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming to you tonight full of being pumped up from being unshackled from the EU from Friday. Unfortunately, as we come to you this evening, the bubble's been burst and reality has firmly put our feet back on the ground again. But I will continue with what we're going to, because the theme has changed drastically from that. We're just going to be on a pumped up thing tonight with our Brexit and other issues. But as you say, reality. It's a reality check of where we really do stand, and there's so much, so many people out there, when it calls us, good people, interest, even death. But with that, let me read the script. The banner of the show this evening is English Defence League Radio Show, The Future Unchained. And go on to say welcome to the English Defence League Radio Show with your host, Jeff Spider Mitchell, and my wingman for this evening is Dave Agathon Milner. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we take time out to celebrate our hard-won victory of Brexit. We will reflect back to the day we won the original referendum and look forward to our independent future. Though there is still much work to do, as my executive producer will tell you in the background, it will be done with the hands and minds of the British people, not through the dictates of overlords from Brussels and their Islamic death cult allies. Those who come before us are watching this historic moment. We will make them proud as we take back our sovereignty. No surrender ever. All that is necessary for evil to prevail is that good men do nothing. That was the late, great Edmund Burke. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. And, of course, that was by the late, great President John F. Kennedy. And without further ado, let me bring in my friend, my colleague, and my wingman, Dave Agathon Milner, once I've unmuted this gentleman. What am I like, Dave? Good evening, Dave. And, once again, we got our feet firmly back on the ground, haven't we, brother?
Good evening to you, Jeff. Good evening to everybody in the UK. And hello to everybody in the United States. And that's hello to everybody around the world and, of course, off Earth. Yeah, Jeff, you know what? I look at it this way. And certainly this is a terrible thing to happen. And we're going to get into this story, and then Jeff has something to read. But I'm going to look at it this way. Okay, it only strengthens the resolve and the reasoning behind why people wanted Brexit in the first place and why this should be a time to celebrate. Because we all knew, and this is why I also want the United States to get out of the UN, we all knew that importing these Mohammedans would only cause problems, and it has. And this is the unpleasant blind guy Dave Milner talking, not the EDL, but this is yet another example of why the people of the UK wanted out of the EU and why we all need to get out of the United Nations. Jeff, I'm going to go ahead and read a bit here of what we know so far about this issue here. This comes directly from the Mail Online. Guys, if you want to go looking for it, it's fairly farm fresh, okay? I'm going to read the headline and the bullet points. You can go and get details. Jeff will have a few, and then you'll have something else to say, of course. South London terror attacker, now get this, quote, was known to police, end quote. Suspect who grabbed a knife and injured three people in, and get this again, guys, quote, Islamist-related, end quote, attack before being shot dead, thank God, by an armed police was under surveillance. Okay, that's also in quotes, guys. So they were watching this guy, and he was still able to go out and attack three people. Well done, London Metropolitan Police. Now, let me read these bullet points. There are two, three, four, five. There are about eight of them, okay? We're going to read these. This will give you some details, guys. Go to the Mail Online if you want a little bit more on this story. But here we go. First bullet point, officers arrived at the scene outside supermarket on the high road in Streatham, South London. Jeff, I hope I said that right. At 2 p.m. today. All right?
Streatham. It's called actually Streatham. No, just give you an heads up. Okay, Streatham.
Oh,
okay, bro?
Streatham. Oh, no, that's fine, man. Thank you for the correction. Streatham, South London. Okay, at about 2 p.m. Scotland Yard confirmed three people injured in the attack, with one man in a life-threatening condition. And yes, he is, from what we're hearing, he's more or less in ICU at the hospital now. The next one, One woman had non-life-threatening injuries, and the other was injured as a result of flying glass. All right, that was probably from shots fired to subdue the terrorist. Okay, next bullet point. Sources told Sky News that the attacker was known to police prior to attack this afternoon. Next bullet point. Police said, quote, the incident was quickly declared as a terrorist incident, which is shocking to both me and Jeff, and we believe it to be Islamist-related. Another thing that shocks both me and Jeff, ladies and gentlemen. Next bullet point. Photos show lifeless body on pavement with what have been described as, quote, silver canisters, end quote, strapped to chest. Okay, next bullet point. Scotland Yard declared broad daylight carnage as a terror-related incident around an hour after the first reports. All right, and the last bullet point. Just minutes later, police in Belgium shot, okay, so this is in Belgium too, guys, shot a,
whoa,
quote, knife, yeah, shot a, quote, knifeman, end quote, in other words, shot a man with a knife, who stabbed two people, okay, I'm just going to spell it, capital B-E-V-R-I-J-D-I-N-G-S-L-A-A-N in Ghent. That is this town spelled G-H-E-N-T. And I hope I got that right. Jeff, do you have any more details? And then I know you have something you want to say.
Well, you know, this, I don't know if it was like a coordinated attack in Belgium and in the UK, but it does sound very familiar, doesn't it? A knifeman stabs two people. You know, or this guy had a machete. Over here, but it makes you wonder, doesn't it, if this is was a coordinated attack, one in the UK and one in Belgium, and it puts our feet firmly on the fear that we are at war with this cult, this death cult. Ladies and gentlemen, this is it. It's what we've been talking about for years. Look, this guy was being surveilled, wasn't he, Dave? He was being surveilled. They was following. Armed police was following him. But he still managed to hurt three people, one in a very serious, life-threatening condition. So, you know, why give him a chance? Why give these people a chance when they're so willing to take us out? Okay, bruv. Let me pass it back to you, Dave. I was getting on one, but yeah, I'll come back to you, Dave. Sorry, mate. I didn't quite read it. Well, it's just my glasses are not that great today, Dave. Can't see too much. Back to you, Dave.
Well, it's a couple of blind guys doing the job, Jeff, and not doing the job that we really want to do. What I was saying was, we do have a caller here, it appears. Would you like to answer that call first, or would you like to read the statement that you put out earlier on?
What I'll do is, caller, just hang on just for a minute. I just want to read my statement out that I put on Facebook a little bit earlier, okay, and then we'll bring you on. I'm sorry about my parrot in the background, ladies and gentlemen, but she's on one tonight. Okay, this is my status earlier on. Sadly today, we once again have a terrorist, Islamist-related attack in Streatham, South London. The attacker had a very large machete and had strapped to his chest two cans and was under police surveillance. But even though being surveilled, still managed to attack three people. One person with life-threatening injuries, other two people with non-critical injuries. My thoughts and prayers go out to all that was injured, and unfortunately these type of incidents will continue until something seriously is done to prevent these type of attacks happening. Always, please stay vigilant, whatever you are doing, brothers and sisters. No surrender ever. Okay, so I just wanted to make that, it's just right, you make a, you know, a state of support's actually happened, and how we've got to keep our feet firmly on the ground and stay vigilant, isn't it, Dave? So without further ado, let me bring this gentleman or lady on tonight. Good evening, caller. Sorry to keep you hanging about a little bit, but we just had something we had to do before we engaged with you this evening. So how are you? And go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Just a bit deflated after the news of today of, you know, with the Brexit, we was all over the moon. We was ready to do, a bit of a celebration gig tonight. Unfortunately, with this news that we have another terror attack in Streatham, South London, it deflates you, you know, especially, you know, with three people being injured. The person that done this is, the police shot him dead, but he still managed to, and he was being surveilled, that's what gets me, he was being surveilled, but still managed to injure three people. But go ahead, I'm sure you want to make some comments, brother. What's your name, by the way?
Yeah, no problem, thank you. I just tuned in just to make sure, was the attack from an Islamic terrorist, or they don't know?
Yes. Yes.
It is being described as an Islamist-inspired terror attack.
Yes.
Okay. There's a couple of things I want to bring up with you now. I have a slight disagreement about something, but I don't want you guys to get the wrong impression about me. So let me just establish what I think, so at least you know what side I'm on. Even though I think most Muslims are good people, I recognize and I acknowledge that when you study the history of how Islam was spread, you know, forcing people to convert, pressuring people, raping people, and taxing people, especially in places like, they did it so horrible all over lots of parts of the world, especially in places like India. Yep. Some people say it happened more in India compared to anywhere else. And then when you consider how Muslims treat minorities today in their own nations, whether there's a different religion, sex, race, whatever. They even fight with each other, Sunni and Shiite then. And then, of course, we have the polls, statistical data that shows what lots of Muslim peoples think around the world. And then, of course, we have the terrorist bombings. So before I continue, have I shown you that I understand and acknowledge the threat of crazy Muslims?
You certainly do. And, I mean, but please continue, because that's how we all feel. And we all know the history. We all know. I don't call Islam, you know, a religion of peace. I call it a death cult. I'll be honest with you. Okay. People might not like what I say, but that's where I stand. This is me.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, I speak on behalf, but this is my thoughts about this death cult.
Sorry to interrupt because you said I had 5 minutes. Sorry to interrupt you. I just want to make sure I get my point across. Okay, so here's the disagreement I have with you guys. Remember, I just acknowledged in very detail how I'm on your side. The disagreement I have with you guys is twofold. If you're going to convince the world the truth about Muslim people, even though I think most Muslims are good, to convince them, go by the facts. Show them their history, how they treat people in the countries, the data of the polls, and the bombings. But what you guys are doing is two wrong things. When you talk about the religion, you're not going to convince people, because they're going to say you're racist and going after the religion. And if you haven't read the Quran from beginning to end, it's not a good thing to do as a God-fearing person. If you believe in God, be a man of peace and speak like honey. But if you start hating on religions and putting down religions, you're not going to convince anyone. Yeah. You're just going to get people to think you're racist.
Islam has nothing to do with religion, my friend. Islam is a death cult. It's not
okay,
a religion. How many times have I got to say this on this radio show that it isn't? It doesn't conform
to any religion
that we know. But yeah, we do stand in disagreement with that. But sure, you're fair comment, you know. But we do on this show, we've explained everything about Islam. Over the last few years, I've been doing this radio show. We speak openly.
I understand, but I wanted to ask you, if you believe in God, I believe in God, and if you're a God-fearing person, and I'm assuming you're a Christian, so you believe in the Prince of Peace. If you believe in God and you believe in peace, Does a good human being go around the world telling that over a billion people are following a death cult and act negative like that? A good person doesn't do that. You say the facts. Go with the facts, and then you will win. If you just start casting aspersions. Okay, but if you disagree, if you do.
I agree
with what you're saying. And
because
I'm not,
Jesus went around the world telling the truth.
We can agree to disagree, but I respect your views on these things.
But I didn't get to the second point. The second one, if you disagree, I guess you guys disagree with me, fine. The second point I was going to give you, why is it okay when one group of people, and you know if you study the Christian religions, you know what Christians have done in the past. Why is it okay to point the finger at
that
one side and ignore the other side?
That was the past. You're talking about stuff that's been done 1,000 years ago. And listen, we really appreciate your call, sir. But we're going to have to let you go.
It still happens.
God
today.
Bless you. You have
today.
A good day.
Thank you.
No, it doesn't. Not to this level. Thank you, sir, and God bless. Goodbye. All right, Jeff.
I wanted to agree to disagree, but he was hanging it out a little bit. And
he was trying to suck up our time.
This radio show to people of what we talk about is the truth. We don't demonize people, we demonize this death cult. That's it. It's a death cult. And the people basically are infected with this death cult ideology. That is the problem, and it always has been the problem. But it's good to take a call. Of course, we're going to get a bit of kickbacks now and again from people, but I respected his views and. But I didn't want to dwell, and I'm glad that you stepped in and did what you did, Dave. So it had to be done, didn't it, brother? So thank you, mate.
It's all right, Jeff. And I just want to make two quick points before we move on to then talk, just a little bit about the attack, because that'll bring us into the main point about the show. First of all, you noticed that he said, well, people are just going to call you racist. Caller, if you still happen to be listening, or anybody else that happens to be listening, Islam is not a race, okay? It never has been a race. It never will be a race. It's an ideology. It's no more a race than Christian is a race, or Hindu is a race, or being a Jewish person is a race. Islam is not a race. And don't try to tell somebody like Jeff and myself, who grew up in, the 1960s, early 60s, to mid 60s, I grew up in the late 60s to the early 70s. Jeff grew up in South London. I grew up in Texas. We know what racism looks like. We know what it sounds like. Islam is not a race. Okay, and number two, the guy was talking about how, you can't go around telling people that Islam is a death cult because there are over 1 billion of them and they don't, they belong to a death cult. You just can't say that. Yes, you can, because he claims to be a godly man himself. Jesus Christ went through the world, and his apostles, Jeff, and listeners, went through the world spreading the truth of Jesus' love, okay? And there were a lot of people back then that didn't want to hear that truth, but they went out there and they spread that truth. And the truth is that, Jeff, as you say, Islam is a death cult, and it leads into the main theme of our show. Because you know, Jeff, and I know, that the reason that a lot of people voted for Brexit was because they were trying to get the influence of Islam, which they perceived to be harmful, out of the UK, and this was the only way that they could do it without being thrown in jail. Am I right, Jeff?
You are 100% correct, Dave. It was our way to show disapproval of flooding our country with people that want to do us harm. And that's what we've seen. Once again, we've seen on our streets of London today. So he was being surveilled. He was a known Islamist. He attacked 3 people, one seriously. And that is why we do what we do. Because, as I said, these attacks will become more frequent because all the time they allow people like this to stay in our country. We're going to have these continuous attacks. And I've said this for years, and I continue to say it. And I believe that we need a strong people out there to say, we've had enough of this. Let's call it out for what it is and put a stamp on it. And totally, if I could, I would ban this death cult. Make it go underground. I know that's never going to happen, but this is just the way I look at it. David, you got some points on that as well, haven't you, bro?
Well, I always do when it comes to this death cult, you know, but, I mean, again, this is why Brexit was so important. And, you know, it was something that people had waited for 3 years, ever since 2016. And, you know, that's the real thing, guys. What we want to do is to take you back a little bit, okay? We want to take you back to that day. We want to go ahead and start up our EDL radio time machine. We use this at Christmas. We want to start this up, and,
nice,
then we want to bring you back. Okay, guys.
Okay,
we're gonna,
we've got a time machine, Dave. The listeners don't know we've got a time machine, brother.
Here we go. All right, guys, this puts us in the time stream, and what we want to do is let you guys hear how we sounded on the day after, Jeff. This was the day after the vote was taken. The day
Dave,
after
you've got
the,
to tell people, this is the EDL TARDIS that we're talking about, time machine, bro.
Oh, yeah, the EDL time machine. Well, you know, I really didn't want to say TARDIS too much because I don't want the BBC, you know, who are desperate for money.
Oh, they're just a bunch of dolls anyway, so.
True enough, yeah. And guys, in coming weeks, we'll have some good stuff to say about them. But what you guys can need to listen to now is how this journey, in a way, the first milestone of this journey that we had, I put together it's about a little over 10 minutes. And this is the sounds of what it sounded like on the 24th of June in 2016. And, yeah, Jeff, if you're ready, I'll go ahead and roll this. I think you'll enjoy it. But you're going to hear from a lot of people.
Let's do this, Dave. I'm looking forward to it, bro.
All right. You guys are going to hear from a lot of people, some of whom you may not have heard before, but you're going to like it. Okay. You guys are listening right now to the EDL radio show, and this is the sounds of the 24th of June, 2016. Here we go.
Yes, we most certainly do love this land, ladies and gentlemen. Today, Independence Day. Yes. What more can be said? This is the English Defence League radio show broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. The English Defence League radio show, the truth and the voice of the EDL. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you, our star panellist tonight, Miss Joe Rennie. And of course, our very own Mr. Dave Milner. With that, let me bring them in. Jan and Dave.
Good evening, folks. Good evening, Jeff, and good evening, Dave. And I do believe that we're getting David Russell ringing us in tonight, Jeff. He's just informed me. So I said, give us 15 minutes to get over the excitement and call in, son, because, you know, great patriot, and he's worked hard himself on this. But you know what? We did it, Jeff. We did it. My God, we did it.
Oh, this is just, ladies and gentlemen, and Dave, I know how exciting it's been for our dear friends across the, you know, across the pond. Mr. Dave Milner, I know how excited he was. The news that we've left the EU, and my worstest enemy, my person I detested, has resigned. I said last week that my dream for my birthday week would be that we get out of the EU, this we've done, and that David Cameron resigns. What more can a man ask for than what's been the common sense
week
has prevailed, Jan? Common sense. That's all it is.
Oh,
common
sense. Yeah, yeah.
You know, and my goodness me, I think we was all sweating a bit because there are stupid people out there. Sheeple. The sheeple. And the ones who like to cause, issues. Well, you know, we're putting our middle finger up to them and saying, it didn't work, did it? And all the capitalists out there, oh dear, what's happened? Yes, we've left the EU. So, you on your money gravy train in Brussels, you can hang your head because you're not getting no more. It's going to come to an end and you will collapse. We know it's going to happen. That's why we want to get out as soon as we can. We don't want to be a part of a sinking ship, do we, Jan?
Of course not. We don't have to take
it. We like having
you, but you know what?
Jan has to slept for a couple of days, guys. Go ahead, Jan.
None of us have. Well, not hardly anyway.
No. I haven't slept since Wednesday. I couldn't sleep last night. I just had to be, you know, I didn't even log on until 3 a.m. Up yours, EU. We'll do what we want from now on.
That's right. I got to tell you, Jeff. I got to tell you something, Jeff. Just from the outside looking in, I was watching Cameron resign along with Kel Pritzy. And we were both over the moon, you know, because both of us were watching the poll results come in. You know, a lot of people in the UK were asleep. We were watching the poll results come in. And I was, you know, yelling at people, hey, you know, pray up because we're close. I mean, it was on tenterhooks the whole night. And I got to tell you, my heart has not swelled up with pride for freedom-loving people since the Berlin Wall fell. It's that important. You know, and I am so, so proud of the people of the United Kingdom for shaking off the EU. And all I have to say is that it was wonderful to see the kind of patriotism come up in the kind of turnout that helped create what this great result. We all know there was some skullduggery that went on with ballots and stuff like that. But even that couldn't stop the good people of the United Kingdom. They were ready to get out. And they said, get out. And now it's time to celebrate. And, hey, let's go on to the next phase. You know, everybody in the United States of America, let's get the hell out of the UN. It's time for free people to throw off these vampires. You know what I'm saying, guys?
Anyway, we have Sue from New Mexico online. Hello, Sue.
Oh, wow.
Hello, Sue.
Wow. Let's bring Sue in. Good evening, Sue, and welcome to the show. My goodness me, Sue. Is this a historic event that's happened today? I mean, I just can't believe it. I'm still pinching myself.
I'm still on one of the greatest highs ever, and I just had to celebrate this with the EDL. Such great things are going to happen now. And, you know, the one thing that I noticed, 72% went out and voted.
I saw that, too.
Yeah. Wow.
Who goes to the UK? This was the people speaking out, and it was one of the most incredible things that I ever saw, and I just can't be happier for you. Rough days, yeah, if you are going to come.
Thank you.
But in the end, you know, in the end, you have done this for your children and your children's children, and it's just wonderful.
There was a birthday today. Someone's got a birthday, Dave, of course, and that is, Dave, whose birthday
that
is it? Teresa.
Teresa's our
birthday today.
Oh, Teresa,
and if you listen,
yeah,
Teresa,
yeah.
We,
happy birthday,
we all wish
girl.
You a very
happy birthday,
happy
Teresa.
Birthday. And,
yeah, what a day to have a birthday. She said in a post that she woke up to find the results of the vote, and she said just what a wonderful birthday present it is. Yeah, what a wonderful day to have a birthday.
I've just been looking at what Leslie Ann has been saying in the chat room, and she's saying the lion is awake and fighting back, and she also says, I love it, really gives me inspiration and hope.
I just said to Leslie, the British bulldog has barked, and that's what we do
yes.
when it's necessary.
Yeah, that's right.
And I know we've got Davey. We've got Davey in the studio waiting and chomping at the bit, I'm sure. Go.
Woohoo! Go, Jim. Dave. Whoa! Go,
go, Jim Dandy.
Go on,
good evening.
Mate. Give it some love.
I think the first protocol, I've been missing quite a lot of posts. I do believe it was your birthday, Jeff. In which case, I wish you a very, very happy birthday, young man.
Yes, day
sorry
before Independence Day, Dave. How about that, mate?
Well, what a day to remember. I think, you know, after watching, you know, and skipping between channels last night till the early hours of the morning when I finally fell asleep, the Remain camp were well in the lead. And I thought, actually, just like the football song, they thought it was all over. It is now. I went to sleep and I woke up this morning to find out that we were victorious. Now, I think what we must see is, more than anything, is the people of this country have spoken. They have roared, the biggest lion roar they ever could, in which, you know, we've never had the chance to do that yet. Not over general elections, certainly, or by-elections. This was something where, you know, England years ago, the United Kingdom years ago, used to lead the way in trade, commerce. We have led the way again. This is going to be the downfall of the European Union.
Caller, you are live on the English Defence League radio show, Independence Day. Go ahead, caller.
Well, thank you very much to my friends across the pond. This is Stanger here. I want to congratulate
Stanger!
What's up, Stanger?
Yes, hello to all of you. And yes, Dave, I know you're on this side too. But we want to congratulate you on this first step. Yes, it's a first step. Don't forget that. Don't give up. Don't lose the steam. Don't say, yeah, we won this one, and sit back on your loins. No, you got to get into gear now. Now is the time to get going. But for God's sake, take the win. For God's sake, take the win. Remember, you've got to win here. Build on it. Move forward.
I was wondering, Jake, could you do me a big favor? Could you maybe possibly do a rundown of everybody that's in the chat?
We have Bigfoot, and we have Connie C., Eric Kyle.
Yeah.
Where the hell have you been, Eric Kyle?
Eric. Hey, brother.
Guest 1228, guest 1316, guest 1357. We have the delectable Lady Michelle. We have the gorgeous Leslie Ann Stoffel. We have Stanger, and we have Tap, otherwise known as Tap.
Wow.
I don't know where Kelly tonight. But anyway, guys.
Kel might be completely exhausted, Jen. She was up with me very early this morning, you know, because she wasn't able to sleep either.
Is Kel having a problem?
Weird, isn't it?
She would have normally been with us tonight.
Well, Kel was, as I said, Kel was up a long time. And she might well just be catching up on some sleep because, as was true with a lot of us, she was up looking at the results and, you know, doing the same thing, hollering at the television, you know, come on, UK.
She's such a trooper.
So, she might well have just gone just night-night, you know, not long after I did. I mean, we stayed up long enough to see Cameron resign, and then we just went to sleep. Ed, welcome back to the English Defense League radio show. In our original 2020 time here. Jeff.
Wow, what a blast from the past.
What a trip, man.
Wow. I'm just taken back by the whole thing. It was just an amazing elation all around, from one side of the planet to another. Everybody was roaring us on. What a time. And look, guys, look what we've done. We're finally free as shackles. It's taken us over that time when we left to finally say au revoir, goodbye, jog on, EU. We are going to spread our sovereignty wings once again and do like we've always done for thousands of years before the EU even come into play. We will progress in the world and be a great power to do dealings with. People will enjoy what they do with us because the deals will be awesome. And people are queuing up to do deals with us. They've already. It's massive. It's massive. And still a few things need to be sorted out. You know, isn't it? A short time that we've got to go through the last process. But I will say to Boris, Bobo, just don't let them do one on us. You know, be firm. If you don't like they do it, give them the middle finger and walk out the bloody door, mate. That's it. We're done with them. Back to you, Dave.
Yeah, well, you know what, Jeff? I can't agree with you more. I mean, yeah, do a Trump on them. You know, do a Reagan on them. Both of those presidents have just, you know, plain gotten up, you know, on their hind legs and just walked out of negotiations when the other side was not doing something that we could buy into. And you guys now have the power to do that. You now have the power to buy, you know, to not buy into anything. If, for instance, the EU wants you to accept more of these Mohammedan migrants, okay, in exchange for good deals on whatever, you can just say, hey, you know what? Dave Milner over there in the United States sends you a message. Bite me. Okay, we're going to deal with the United States of America because they'll give us a good deal and they won't put a bunch of stupid conditions on it. Now, Jeff, I just did want to say one thing in regard to what I just played. I have been racking my brain trying to remember where Kel was on that day because I know she would have been there if she could have possibly been. I think what happened to her was that her internet was down for a day or two, and she couldn't get to us, which had to be about as frustrating as anything I can imagine. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah,
But we did miss her, though.
She at the time was having some serious issues. I know that. I remember that. Bless her. I mean, sadly, Kel's not with us to celebrate at this time. But I'm sure where she is, she'll be looking down and be saying, Jeffrey, you did it. Yeah, no, you did it. You know, because that's how she used to tell, I was Jeffrey. She always used to call me Jeffy. Yeah. So, yeah. what a time.
Yeah.
As I say, sadly, I think it's been brought back to the ground today with what's going on, the real serious issues that's going across this country, which I'm going to be standing in the fighting like we always have the EDL and good people like ourselves. We're not giving in to this. We're not putting up with this, what's been going on in this country. We'll keep fighting till things are cleared up and this country can be free of these jihadi rapists, whatever you want to call it, government groomers. They're groomers. These are jihadist rapists that's been going across this country. Over 1 million girls across this country. Think we're just going to sit back and let this happen? Those girls deserve a voice, and that's what I'm here to do. That's what Dave's here to do. That's what we do. You know, justice needs to be done. This is not right. These kids have been affected for life. Why do you think Tommy fights as hard as he does? He knows the effects of this. He's seen the effects of it. We've had people on this show who's been sort of jihad raped by these people. We know, and we will continue to fight on behalf of them. Justice needs to be served and these people that do these things, not stupid sentences. They should be serious sentences. But, Dave, we have got a gentleman here that I haven't seen for a little while. He's a dear friend of the show. Also has been. It's our own Bigfoot. He's in the chat and he's joined us this evening. How about that, Dave?
Biggie.
Wow.
What up, Biggie? Yeah.
Oh,
Bigfoot's place at blogspot.com.
Yeah, I do apologise, Bigfoot. You know, I mean, you've got a great blog spot. But everybody talks about it, bro. Everybody. Bigfoot goes on to say, this is what a comment was said. We love death, said the leaders of Al-Qaeda. And he goes on to say, a time machine, of course. Agador's a friend of the doctor. Here you go.
Bringing up my past, of course, yes. The original man, Bear Pig. Well, you know what, Biggie, we're gonna do one more little thing here. From that day, from you know, again, the 24th of June, 2016. You know, I just wanted to play this from Paul Watson because I think that it was we who did our show. Well, actually, he might have done his video before we did our show, but this also reflects the jubilation of that day, and as we have moved to the next phase, which is, you know, we have the UK has officially left the EU, all right, and given even more hope to the world. It is interesting to look back on the time that the actual vote was taken. Jeff, if you're ready, I'll play this. I know you're going to want to call back in, but this one is 4 minutes and 21 seconds long. That should be just about the time you have to call back in, all right?
Can I just make a comment, Dave, before we move on? I've just seen something come up on the Sky News. Sky News understands man who carried out the terrorist act in Streatham have been released from prison in the last few days, Dave. Last few days. So there you go. That's an update on what's been going on, ladies and gentlemen. Back to you, Dave.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. And again, typical. He should have been released from prison back to Pakistan. That's where he should have been released from. But we're going to go ahead and play this now. Again, this is Paul Watson on the day after the people of the UK voted to leave the European Union. And listen to this, guys, with the perspective of all of the things that have been done in the 3 years since to try and thwart Brexit. I think you'll find it interesting. And Jeff, as I say, you'll probably want to call in right after this is over. Are you ready to hear this?
Yes, I...
You're listening to the English Defense League radio show. Here we go.
Brexit represents nothing less than a stunning populist revolt and a complete rejection of the political establishment. After months of endless fear-mongering and propaganda, after months of trying to shame us into voting Remain, politicians, celebrities, economists, bankers, you all failed spectacularly.
It's a victory for ordinary people, decent people. It's a victory against the big merchant banks, against the big businesses, and against big politics. And I'm proud of everybody that had the courage, in the face of all the threats, everything they were told, they had the guts to stand up and do the right thing.
Brexit is also a devastating example of how the deceitful media is losing its power to control the narrative. But don't expect the elite to take this lying down. Here's what the political class will do in response. They'll blame the next ISIS terror attack in Europe on the instability caused by Brexit. As always, it will have nothing whatsoever to do with Islam. They'll blame the popping of the financial bubble that's been totally inevitable for years anyway on Brexit. They'll then try to offer Britain a new deal to stay in the EU, or they'll just make us vote again in another referendum until they get the result they want, like they did in France, Ireland, and the Netherlands. These people are snakes. Don't think the battle is won. It's only just beginning, because the political class is backed up by an army of authoritarian, anti-democratic, leftist morons, thousands of whom have already signed a petition to hold another referendum. Sky News and the BBC are also floating this second referendum crap. Listen up, lefties. I know you're upset that months of virtue signalling about how progressive you are for voting for Remain on Facebook has turned out to be a total waste of time. But you lost. Get over it. Maybe you'll now finally realise that calling people racist or Nazis over and over again isn't an argument. It doesn't work anymore. I mean, look at some of the reaction. The bedwetting and the toy throwing from leftists today is delectable.
Brexit is an incredibly sad victory for racists and bigots and much that is vile in the world.
Oh, look, another arrogant, sneering, loathsome elitist who is on the wrong side of history. Just like Obama and Hillary are on the wrong side of history.
Today is like waking up to find out the Nazis won the Second World War.
Yeah, that's not an overreaction at all, is it?
I'm scared. Jokes aside, I'm actually scared. Today an older generation has voted to ruin the future for the younger generation. I'm scared!
Oh, you mean the same older generation whose fathers fought and died to make sure you wouldn't be ruled from Germany in the first place?
The fact older generations have reaped the benefits and pulled the EU from my generation? Furious! My generation wanted in. It's our time.
Right, because youth unemployment in EU countries is really low, isn't it?
Good to see we'll be staying in the EU. If I wake up to Nigel Farage's smiling face, I'll kill myself. Genuinely scared for the future?
I know, right? What are we gonna do with all this new sovereignty and money? It's terrifying! But Brexit is about more than just getting out of the EU. It's about reclaiming some genuine sense of patriotism after decades of being told that we're a country whose glory days are long gone. A country that should constantly apologise for its colonial history. Constantly being derided as small-minded little Englanders. Constantly being lectured that we're racist merely for expressing concern about mass immigration. This is a rejection of the politics of fear, the politics of grief. This is a new morning for Great Britain. This is the dawn of a populist uprising. This is a catalyst for the rest of Europe to throw off the shackles of the EU. Let's not allow the political class and the authoritarian left to hijack what we've all worked so hard to achieve. Brexit is a crushing victory for the people against the establishment. Get used to it. There are many more to come.
And welcome back to the English Defense League Radio Show with your host, Jeff Spider Mitchell. And I am his wingman, Dave Milner. Let me just to let you guys know what's going on, people who are listening, at the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com. Okay? Right now, what I'm doing is I am putting the Sunday shows of the English Defense League Radio Show up as edited and repeated on the Spreaker page, the Unpleasant Blind Guy Spreaker page, okay? And I'm also, by the way, this also goes out sometimes through the Western Free Radio Network, and it's all through SHR Media. You guys are going to get the Sunday shows, and my show times are 1 p.m. Eastern in the United States, and that's 6 p.m. in the U.K., and midnight Eastern in the United States on Saturdays, and 5 a.m. on Saturdays in the U.K. The 1 p.m. show is on Monday through Friday, okay? Now, the reason that you're not going to be getting the Thursday shows, at least for a little while, is because I'm going to be helping Ken McClinton by appearing on his program on the Exceptional Conservative Network. Just look that up. Just use DuckDuckGo, your favorite search engine, to look that up. And you will be able to hear me at 10:20 p.m. on Thursdays. So I'll be doing that for a while. But if you guys want to catch up on those Thursday shows, just come to blogtalkradio.com. Use the white search box at the top center and look for English Defense League Radio. And you will find the Thursday shows. Okay? And we're just going to keep on moving on here. Jeff, welcome back. So of what you heard Paul Watson say, it was some of it not very ironic what he said 3 years ago, brother.
I know. It was at the time, that is the way how things was. Yeah, the comments, I mean, really and truthfully, people were talking like an Armageddon. They still did today. They still said that a few weeks ago. Things are going to happen and it's going to collapse. The pound's going to drop down, blah, blah. All this, we're doing all right. We're doing fine. What do you mean? All that time that we've done so well without the EU for quite a number of years, all of a sudden, because they're not involved, that we, as a great nation of ours, won't do well without them. Wrong. We won't be putting £55 million in our pockets every day and getting nothing out of it and then throwing black balls at us, the normal people. So that's it. That's gone. That's finished. And we're going to move on. This is a new adventure for us all, and we've looked forward to it so many years. What is it, 74, 75 when it was signed? Look how many years we've been wanting to be free from it. We realised 2 years down the line, what have we done? What have they done to us? What didn't they tell us? And it was all the lie and the misconception, and they dragged us down a path that has really taken the money out of people's mouths in this country, this nation, you know, hospitals, everything the money could be used for, everything. Now we're back in control. And they want to do deals with us, but we're not just, and he better not just go and do stupid deals with this lot, because we'll be on his tail. He won't be the Prime Minister for too many years if he goes down that path. Guarantee you, it was us who got him elected. It was us who gave him that power. And he mustn't forget that. That's it, Dave. I'm telling him. If you're listening, boss, I hope you are. Although he's probably in a Cobra meeting or something like that at this moment in time. He's probably not. Well, I hope you listen to the show later on, boys, because you need to. You better get your facts right. You better get things sorted out. You better sort out this bloody Islamic issue in this country, mate. There you go, Dave.
Well, you know, Jeff, you're right on those. And certainly what you said in an earlier show, this will be one of the shows, guys, listening at the at the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com. You're going to want to go to blogtalkradio.com and listen to our Thursday show that we did, because Jeff was talking about this in regard to Brexit. Okay, it is now the people can begin to get their free speech back. Get rid of these hate speech laws. Get rid of these blasphemy laws so that the people can speak out, so the people like Tommy Robinson won't be harassed, and people like, you know, Jeff and other people. All right, the free speech needs to flow once again. And yes, the problem of Islam needs to be addressed. But Jeff, I've got something here that frankly is kind of indicative of the attitude that the lefties have. And I wanted to run this. This is by a guy who has a YouTube channel called We Got a Problem. Okay. And this is pretty good, guys. Go on YouTube and look for this. We Got a Problem is what it was. He put this out on the 27th, okay? And this has to do with something that's become available. And then I'll read you a little bit about it in a story that I just happened to catch yesterday. So, Jeff, are you ready to hear this?
Yes, please, sir.
All right, guys, here we go. You're listening to the English Defense League radio show. Here we are. This is going to be about 13 minutes and 15 seconds, guys. This is going to be a bit. Here you go.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the video. As you all likely know, we recently had the Brexit 50p announced by Chancellor Sajid Javid. That was mentioned on the Politics Live show today, mainly taking the piss out of Ramonas, who are refusing to use the coins. Now, we all know it doesn't take much to set off these septic spots on the arse of humanity, but who would have thought a 50 pence piece would be enough when they should be saving their tears for Friday night? Because we all have cups ready and waiting to catch them. Anyway, as I said, these little coins have sent some ardent Ramonas into shit fits, with the likes of Alistair Campbell Ramoning how we will tell shopkeepers to give him 2 20p's and a 10 rather than take the Brexit 50p like a pathetic child. Along with, of course, the usual crybabies on Twitter claiming everything is oppressing some poor sod somewhere. So we will take a quick look at a bit of this Telegraph article and the Politics Live show where the entire panel shits on Alistair Campbell. It headlines, Remainers vow never to use Brexit 50p coins as they accuse Boris Johnson of rubbing our noses in it. No, it's me that will be rubbing your noses in it, don't you worry about that. Prominent Remainers have vowed never to use the special 50p coins minted to mark Brexit amid claims that Boris Johnson's celebrations are an attempt to rub our noses in it. Because as we know, they're all pathetic crybabies. And this article itself was posted yesterday. So it seems this Ramoning has been going on for at least a couple of days. With approximately 3 million Brexit coins due to enter circulation on January 31st, the date of the UK's exit from the European Union, Arch Europhiles have claimed they will refuse to use them. Yes, that is true, there is 3 million coming in January 31st, with another 7 million entering circulation by the end of the year. You can actually also go down to the mint and have your own coin struck, something I am considering doing. I might even record some of the journey and, of course, striking my own Brexit coin. I don't know, I'll see how I feel closer to the time, because I also want to attend a Brexit celebration that day. So, I'm not sure about time and how tired I'm going to be doing all that along with making a video. And I suppose, obviously, if you guys are interested in seeing me go down and make my own Brexit coin. The Ramonas refusing to use them include Alistair Campbell, Tony Blair's former Downing Street press secretary, who said he would be asking shopkeepers for 2 20p pieces and a 10 over the new 50p, which bears the message, peace, prosperity and friendship with all nations. He was joined by Labour peer Lord Adonis, who declared on Twitter, I am never using or accepting this coin. Oh, boo-hoo, you crybabies. Is this coin hurting your poor fifis? F***ing idiots. This shit makes me die, though. I absolutely love it. It's gotta be said. It comes after the Chancellor Sajid Javid last week unveiled the coins as part of a series of events planned by Downing Street to mark the historic occasion. Yeah, they should have done a lot more than just these coins and the light shows. something I'm not very happy with the government about. Well, I'll say one of the things. Mr. Javid, who is master of the mint, was given the first batch of coins and will present one to Prime Minister Boris Johnson this week. And as I said earlier, as part of the launch of the coin, the Royal Mint will open its doors for 24 hours to let people strike their own commemorative Brexit coins. And then it continues to talk about the Brexit celebrations. Union flags will also line Parliament Square and the Mall. Government buildings on Whitehall will be lit up in red, white and blue throughout the evening of January 31st. And a countdown clock will be projected onto number 10. However, the preparations have angered politicians who tried and failed to prevent the UK from leaving, with Lord Heseltine accusing the government of sowing division. No, you worthless pig, it is you lot who have been sowing division. Democracy only works with the consent of the losers, you lot have consistently lost, and you've consistently moaned about it. That is what sows the division, not Brexit, not the government, and definitely not Boris Johnson. Shut your mouth, you stupid tosspot. Speaking to The Observer, the former Deputy Prime Minister said, Brexit is the most divisive issue of modern times. No, you lot moaning about it is what's divisive. Brexit itself is not so much. If Remainer MPs and the media would have accepted it on day one, none of this shit would have ever come to pass, and there wouldn't be such divisions. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. Those of us who fought to remain did so sincerely in the interests of our country and subsequent generations who believe we should be influential at the heart of Europe, Lord Heseltine told the paper. Well, I still think we will be influential at the heart of Europe because I expect the EU will soon go down the shitter and there will be a bunch of independent nations and we will be one of those nations at the centre of that, but each as their own individual nation, trading with each other on equal terms, rather than the terms that the EU set which benefits them. And the rest of it is just moaning about us gloating with an expensive party. Well, that's not Boris who's doing that. That's Farage and Leave means Leave. That's completely separate. Now, as I said, that Telegraph article is actually from yesterday. But the broadcast media have only caught up to these Ramonas crying like little girls today. As I said, the Politics Live Show panel mocked Alistair Campbell's tweet earlier today. So let's take a quick look at a short clip from that before I end this video.
Let's start today with the Chancellor, Sajid Javid, presenting the new commemorative 50 pence Brexit coin. There it is, peace, prosperity and friendship with all nations. Some people don't like the idea. Let's have a look at what Alistair Campbell tweeted, the former Labour comms chief. He's against Brexit and was in favour of a second referendum. And he goes on to say, if I could see it here, since I can't, there we go. I, for one, shall be asking shopkeepers for 2 20-pence pieces and a 10 if they offer me a 50-pence coin, pretending that Brexit is about peace, prosperity and friendship with all nations, given it puts all three at risk. Helen, is it time for people to lighten up?
Yes. I've never felt more millennial about the fact that I don't think I've seen a 50p in months. Pretty much everywhere I go is now cashless. But I also just think, are you really going to have an argument with a shopkeeper and say, sorry, my good man, but please, I demand the correct change? I mean, this is the inverse of what Remainers have been going on about Nigel Farage's obsession with the blue passports. These are just tiny. Let Sajid Javid have his 50p coin if it makes him happy.
Is it going to lead to arguments in shops?
Well, I think I really look forward to ultra-Remainers like Alistair further endearing themselves to the population while they create queues in newsagents and demand the correct change. Now, I think we need to move on.
Danny?
Yes, characteristically, curmudgeonly from Alistair, is not reconciled to reality. No, we need to. It's a nice little symbol of it's very important change, and for many people it'll be a souvenir that they'll keep for years. Good for them.
Watching this, Heidi, what do you think? Well, you know what we're talking about, really?
It looks like a bad divorce. Now we're going to send out a coin saying we really do like each other. And so, you know, I think you guys look at it the way you do here in the UK. I look at it the way maybe they do in England or in Europe or in the United States. And this is clearly a message of saying we're still engaged in global commerce.
That is worth reflecting. I mean, the quote is taken from Thomas Jefferson, a quote of the foundation of the American Republic. When
is it a precise quote?
Not quite. Commerce, not prosperity, but it's inspired by it. And the reference is important because then there was a nation leaving a union, the British Empire. And as those two countries parted, they did so after a war. They did so amicably. They created a really brilliant arrangement between themselves. and we've had, you know, centuries of peace and prosperity since.
Danny's right. There is an element of Brexiteers, and I voted for Brexit, trolling Remainers with this quote, because the association with Jefferson is designed to suggest that this is similar to America breaking free from the British Empire and that the UK is breaking free from the European Empire.
Well, it's not often nearly the whole panel is against a Remona on the BBC, but I guess it can happen. Perhaps it's because even Remainers think Alistair Campbell is a bit of a prick. I know we all do. I think the first panellist to respond, Helen, needs to get out of her little bubble if she has not seen a 50 pence piece in months. I live in London also, and cash is still widely used, including 50p's. So I think you might want to venture out of your Pret or Costa coffee every now and again and rejoin us in the real world. Though, you are right about the Ramonin shitweasel known as Alistair Campbell. If Brexiteers want a 50 pence piece, which I know I do, then let us have it. They would have done much more had the 2016 referendum result been the other way around, or if the Ramonin Parliament we just drained from the swamp managed to cancel Brexit. They would have been celebrating and rubbing it in our faces, which is why I fully encourage celebrating to the maximum degree, without doing anything stupid, obviously. That goes without saying. The next panellist, though, hits the nail straight on the head when he said he looks forward to Ramonas like Alistair Campbell endearing himself to the public more by arguing with shopkeepers and delaying people in their local newsagents, which is exactly what he would do. And depending on what part of London he does that in, the reaction to his pompous displays might not end too well for him. Most of London ain't like Westminster and Buckingham Palace, let me tell you that much. The third panellist goes one further and points out what Romaniacs like Alistair are well known for, taking leave of reality and living in their own fantasy world. After the American woman says her piece, we got a little history lesson on the wording of the coin and its relation to the British-American War of Independence, along with the peace that's followed it between the two nations, despite the bitter conflict. Something that is impossible with these Ramonas, because they keep losing, and I guess it really is getting too much for their delicate little minds to take. There's not enough safe spaces in reality when you keep getting your ass kicked, I guess. And yes, as they said at the end there, we are leaving the EU Empire, as Verhofstadt called it at the Lib Dem Party conference last summer. I'm sure you will all remember. Now, it would seem the Ramona's complaints about the Brexit coin are falling on deaf ears, because even a Politics Live panel could not back up Alistair Campbell's crying. Usually, the Remainers are overrunning the BBC's politics show, but in the case of the 50 pence piece, it seems even Remainers don't really care. Ramonas are, of course, Ramonas, and will cry like little girls whenever anything to do with Brexit is mentioned. Because of that, I think Brexit Day should become a national holiday like the 4th of July, as it will be the day we'll celebrate our Independence Day, not only from the EU, but independence from the Ramonas, who will have to suck it up and shut their mouths by then. But on that note, guys, I am going to end the video there. As some of you will know, I have started doing live streams and uploading gaming content on my second channel. If you are interested in joining me for a chat in real time during one of my live streams, have an interest in gaming related content on YouTube, or simply want to follow me over there because you are a legend, the link to subscribe will be down in the video description and as a pinned comment. I hope to see you all there. Now, as always, I want to thank our YouTube, PayPal, Patreon and Subscribestar members for supporting the channel, along with everyone who watches my videos. Remember to let me know what you guys think down in the comments section below. Leave a like, subscribe with a notification bell and share this video as it helps the channel a lot. And I'll see you all in the next one.
There is a pattern consistent throughout history of oppressed people turning on the oppressors. Slaves against their owners, the peasantry against the feudal barons, colonies, Mr. Verhofstadt, against their empires. And that is why Britain is leaving. And it doesn't matter which language you use, we are going and we are glad to be going. We're off.
Ramon! Ramon!
Welcome back, guys.
What do you think, Jeff?
Oh, wicked, man. That was brilliant. Brilliant. Alistair Campbell, what a tosser, Dave, eh? What a tosser. Oh, 50 pence pieces. I don't want one of those. I want 20 pieces and a 10 pence piece. But sorry, but we haven't got... No, I don't want it. I don't want that money there. Ah, what an idiot. What an idiot. Oh, my God, yeah, suck it up, Ramoners. You got your 50 pence coins now. And, yes, are we going to glow? Yes, we are. Yes. I'm a gloater, and I'm proud to glow, because you've been gloating over us for years. You think you're going to get your own way. And, sadly, for you, it ain't going to happen. You're going to lose, because you're just a bunch of losers anyway. But just as that was, I was enjoying... The great substance there, Dave. A name come across the screen just for your, for the listeners, for everybody. The name of this jihadi, this Islamist, was called Sadash Aman. S-A-D-D-A-S-H Aman. A-M-A-N. So there you go. So that's the name that's come up. His face was flashed across the screen. So there you go. Now we know who he is, what he's about, and of course he's just been released from prison about three or four days. So there you go, Dave. What a blessing it was to listen to that. Thank you, mate. Thank you for that.
Well, yeah, I actually, Jeff, came across that. Somebody posted this on Gab, and that's the YouTube channel. We got a problem. The guy's done some other great videos in there, but. The 50p coin one, it just kind of typified the way that the Ramoners are acting when it comes to Brexit.
It's called ironic, Dave, isn't it? Ironic.
Well, okay, Jeff, I'll put it this way. They're so out of reality. I told you that I couldn't, you know, I didn't have very much coverage available to me to watch the actual moment that UK left the EU, so I was looking at the BBC, and it wasn't very long while they were showing that stuff. They didn't show much of the celebrations. They just showed the moment, you know, that at number 10 when the clock counted down, and then they came in and they were doing the little panel talk, and one of them actually floated this idea. It's like, well, maybe people will get tired of not being in the EU and they'll want to go back to the EU. And I'm sitting there thinking, are you insane? Oh, my God,
well, yeah,
man.
Everybody would say that are insane, David. Sorry, mate.
No, you're right. And I just want to end up this, this thing from this We Got a Problem guy. Okay. On the commemorative coin. Okay, guys. Here's a story that was updated on the 31st, okay? And this is from the Mail Online. You'll love this, guys. Okay, commemorative gold Brexit 50p coins, all right, sell out by lunchtime, even though they are priced at £945 each. Now, I want to translate that for Americans. That's like buying a 50-cent piece for $1,000, and they sold out by lunch. Okay, I'm going to read these three bullet points, Jeff. The gold coins sold by the Royal Mint were part of a limited edition of 1,500. That's probably why they were so expensive right there. I expect they'll drop in price the next time they strike some. Next bullet point. Brexiteers looking for...
But it might go up in price, though, Dave, might they? Because it's so valuable now. It could do.
Well, who knows, Jeff. But anyway, the second bullet point. Brexiteers looking for memorabilia face a queuing system to access the website. And the final bullet point. Two-piece coin set priced at £30 has also sold out after 5,000 units were made. So it looks like the people of the United Kingdom really want to remember this time. And, Jeff, it was well worth the memory. Guys, if you look at – I'm going to give you a place you can go and look here. The Mail Online did some great photography of the celebrations,
yeah,
and everything. And Jeff agreed that we did have a we did have some nice slides for the show. In fact, we had so many that I couldn't use them all. So in the weeks to come, that's right, in the weeks to come, I'll be throwing in a slide or two with each show, just showing bits of the celebrations, because we, there simply weren't enough great pictures. Jeff, you pointed this one out, and I didn't even know what I was looking at when I first saw it. The lefties put out a stupid sign. They hung it over the cliffs of Dover that said, "We still love the EU." And then somebody cruised in to the cliffs of Dover, and they made this great projection onto it that said the United Kingdom has left
actually,
the EU.
That was Sky
great
News.
Stuff.
Believe it or not, that was Sky. Sky News.
Amazing.
Projected that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm glad I'm sitting down, Jeff. Wow. I'm glad I'm sitting down, man. I mean, what, Sky News doing that? The Daily, well, not the Daily Mail, but the police actually saying that this attack today was an Islamist-inspired terrorist attack? I mean, and given the guy's name, well, I guess because he's dead, they figured it was safe for them to do that. But still, amazing stuff.
He was under surveillance, so they had to release the name ASAP because, you know, it was in the domain, wasn't it? They knew he was, it was in the public interest to know exactly who he was and what he was about. And that's where we got all that information that's feeding out now about him. So there you go, Dave. Maybe we are.
And they looked horrible.
Maybe we're going to see. I think Boris Johnson has said that they're going to talk about some things now that's going to try to stop this, create the problem. So hopefully he's going to get his act together because we'll be on his case. And we're going to be on the case about freedom of speech in this country. That's our crusade.
Yes.
Now we move forward. We got our Brexit, and we move forward with freedom of speech, freedom of expression. You know, those things are so important to who we are.
You got it, Jeff.
Our sovereignty is about freedom of speech. You know, that is going to fail. We're going to kick it in the bin. Kick it in the bin. Political correctness is going to be destroyed, and we will destroy it. I hope to see it in my life and your life, Dave, that we'll see the end of it. But, Dave, oh, my goodness me, what a show. And sadly, I'm very, very mixed emotions.
Yeah.
But what you did tonight with putting us on the EDL time machine was absolutely awesome. Going back and remembering that day. Dave, hope we play it in the future. I hope we can keep gloating because this is so historic for us all. Our independence, man, that's what they call us, that's what I've been saying for a while now. We need our independence day, Brexit day, whatever you want to call it. I do think we deserve a public holiday because it's been a long, hard fight. You know, 1974, I think it was that we came about in the Commonwealth, I think something like that, to this time now that we've left. Yeah, let's have a public holiday. I hope we see that in a not-too-distant future, Dave. And we will be promoting that, won't we, Dave, week in, week out. We want to have Independence Day. There you go. Back to you, brother. Oh, my voice is starting to seize up. Oh, dear.
Well, I understand, Jeff. And look, if people now... one of the things that the Ramoners are going to keep on talking about, and we know that the EU is going to try and make things awkward during this year of transition for the people of the UK, but guys, stand fast. A little bit of an update for you as far as some stuff goes. The Mail did publish what looks like an op-ed on the 29th of January. Okay, if you want to go looking for this, the headline in it is "What Will Brexit Mean for Your Mobile Bills, Holidays, Pensions, and Consumer Rights, What You Need to Know as We Finally Leave the EU." Now, that's got a few things in it you might want to look at, and certainly there are some issues that are going to have to be ironed out, that the people are going to have to tell Bobo to kind of gird his loins and go in with the UK in mind when he's talking to the EU on things like the UK still paying pensions of EU MEPs and things like that. That, you know, and other issues that will come up. But guys, you know, again, from the outside looking in, just as I said 3 years ago, this is so significant, and it is something that freedom-loving people are really loving around the world. And just stick with it, guys, because you've got another major hurdle that you've gotten through. Now all you have to do is finish it and make sure your government finishes it, okay? Don't let them just do the cosmetics.
Can I just interject, just when you said about Boris going to these meetings? I hope if he's listening, I will send him a letter to say when he goes to these meetings to make sure he wears a Union Jack suit. He walk into these meetings with a Union Jack suit. There you go. That's what he should do, Dave, because they do not like our Union Jack, brother. They do not like it. Let's push it to them and say, this is where we are. This is who we are. And you're not going to mess with us no more. How about that, Dave?
Well, they never have, Jeff. And honestly, that was one of the few things that I heard on the BBC on Friday that really stunned me. It was one of the commentators asking another one, okay, well, we're leaving the EU, but really, we never were really a part of it. And I think they were talking about the people, the spirit of the people. And I have to agree with that. Now, you know, but guys, we're going to have to leave
that was
it there.
Fair comment, actually. Fair comment. That's true. Oh, we've never felt like we're part. We've always fought against it. Don't like foreigners telling us what to do. Brussels, the faceless ones, dictating our, and what rules are made in this country and what are not allowed. You know, and now our parliament's not allowed to vote in it because it was down to the EU. Stuff them. That's why we wanted out. We didn't want those powers over us. How dare they? It was us that went over there and liberated their countries. But they can't get out of that, can they? Because that's what we did. That's why they're so pissed off with us. Because if it wasn't for us, they would still be bloody under control of some Nazis or something. Oh, that's what it would have been. But no, we get up, man. You're saying yourself, Dave, you come over. Your great guys come over. And we liberated these countries together. And they don't like it. They don't like it. And you can see it, the venom in them. And they thought they could have one over us. But in the end, who do they think they're fooling? There's a tune going, who do you think you are fooling, Mr. Hitler, if you think old England's done? And anybody who's listening knows that tune. That comes from Dad's Army. Here you go, Dave.
All right, Jeff. Yeah, well, I'm just going to give my final thoughts. And obviously, you know, I pray to God that the people of the United Kingdom move on to completely reclaim their sovereignty from the EU or the European Empire, as I call them. And I'll share some other thoughts about that later. But please check out the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com, where you'll hear our Sunday shows. My show times are Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. Eastern, and Saturday at midnight, and that's 6 p.m. in the UK Monday through Friday and 5 a.m. in the UK on Saturday. And I just want to say to the foot soldiers, the angels, the freedom fighters around the world, and particularly on this celebratory night to the Brexiteers, guys, you've moved it one stage further, and now all you have to do is finish the job. Be prosperous, be blessed, and no surrender ever. Jeff, back to you, brother, in the night of independence.
Thank you, Dave. Great words of wisdom as usual, Dave. Thank you for the great slides. Thank you for the script tonight, as usual. Time's flowing by as we knew it would. As I say, sadly, we would have been more explosive with our humour and everything tonight, but unfortunately was a little bit deflated with what's gone on in the UK today. But I'd like to thank everybody, especially Bigfoot, for joining us this evening. I hope you enjoyed the show, Bigfoot, and our great listeners out there. We'll be back again this Thursday. We'll probably continue with some of the things that we was talking about tonight. So, you know, because we don't know. With things that will go one day, things happen so fast from one show to another, don't they, Dave? But we'll be back again this Thursday and with another great show. So with that, for myself and Dave, we're going to go underground, aren't we, Dave? And we'll be back. As I said on the last show, guys, ladies and gentlemen out there, just be careful with your surroundings, where you go. Don't forget, there are people like that scumbag out there who wants to do you harm. Just remember where you are, your surroundings, always be vigilant. We love you all, so we want you safe. So with that, good night, everybody, and good night, Dave. Cheers,
hey, go
mate.
Chiefs.
And with that, oh, sorry, Dave?
I said good night, we love you all, and go Chiefs.
Good. She's just giving me 90 seconds, Dave, so we better do this. Okay, guys, here we go. We're going underground. Come on, lads, let's do this.
People might say that I'm just right for more, but I'm so happy I can't see the fine things happening here today. A show of strength with your boys again. I'm so happy and you're so fine. You want more money, of course, I don't mind. If I need you like that, just for Tommy's wife, then the public gets what the public wants. Pleasure as I hate me, I've been up already on my height. People might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging between the flags. Here's what you get. You made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your leader and the place you trust. And the lies will shut down and their promises run. You'll be killing machines with paper rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give up.
There you go. That's come to the end of the show. So much, Kane. Dave, thank you very much for everything you've done this evening. And those clips that you played was awesome. So much, Kane. Thank you, Bigfoot, for joining us this evening. It's been great to see you there, brother. It's always good. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, this is the English Defence League radio show signing off tonight. And we'll see you again at this Thursday. As I say, take care, stay safe. And please be vigilant out there and no surrender ever. Good night. God bless.